The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you're taking us in this morning. We very much appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, and as always on Thursdays, Unscripted with crack man Bill Krakenberger. After the show today, I will be doing the Megapod as per usual on a Thursday. Brent Musburger gracing our presence on the Megapod today. Very excited for that. So we'll do that and try to get it out as soon as we can today on the Beating the Book feed. As always, a great, great year on the Megapod. I think this is my favorite Megapod year of all time because, first of all, the picks have been great, but also every guest has just brought it this year, and we've just had a fantastic time on the show. If you haven't checked it out yet, I would just sort of offer it's the perfect blend of insight and comedy, I would put it that way.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it really is.
I'll tell you what, I'll challenge anyone. I don't know if there's another show on radio, TV, anything that has more winning gamblers on than yours.
I'm grateful that they all spend their time coming on.
No, you have some good.
No one's getting paid, and everybody just comes on willingly.
I'm looking to get paid, just to let you know.
Side note,
see
Bill.
Is Brent's coming on today?
Yes.
Should I
ask him?
See if Brent can give some of that money up.
Before we start the Megapod, just as I should ask it, you're like, Brent, will you think Bill could get paid?
Yeah.
So I'll start with that? Okay. See how that goes over.
Hi, Brent. How you been? By the way,
before I forget.
I knew there was a by the way in there somewhere.
Before I forget.
Yep.
That's right. He'd be like, I came all the way down here, lad, to get solicited. Okay. So there's NBA games in town today. Live NBA games. You have no interest in going?
Listen, I heard. Wait, the NBA tournament's here now?
Yeah, two games today.
I have a friend that's coming in tomorrow for NBA, he said.
Because the finals are Saturday.
Well, let me just tell you, we're unscripted here, and I'm going to put my hands together. I pray to God that what happens the last time NBA, like the All-Star game was here.
Oh, stop
when
it.
Everyone walked out and didn't pay their checks and flipped over tables. Restaurants closed the doors. Casinos were. I just hope that kind of a crowd and that element doesn't come in. I'm not an NBA guy, so I don't support them.
So you're not
I'm
going?
No. I may go out there with a picket sign.
Kelly, you are going on a press pass, right? You're Big Maher with the press pass.
Yeah, I'm working.
I paid you. Yes, I know.
I'm working.
I paid my way. The difference in the price. We're talking good seats, right? The difference in the price between the afternoon game today, which is the first of the two semis, it's an afternoon game, so allegedly people are working.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Versus the finals on Friday.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday.
That's what they're coming in for, yeah.
So the first of the two games today for a center section seat, not like way up front, but like midway to the back of the first section, so the best sections in the whole arena, closest to the court.
Not up top.
Center, 200 plus. If you bought them today for the afternoon game,
okay, that's not bad.
Is that a lot?
No, that's not a lot. That's for the afternoon game.
That's for the afternoon game.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the main game. Okay.
Fast forward to Saturday night's final. Do you know how much the same seat costs if you go to like a Ticketmaster right now?
$700.
That's crazy.
$1,000.
No way.
I'm not talking about AA or BB.
Wow.
I'm talking about like row P, as in pneumonia.
Unbelievable.
See what I did there?
What were they tonight? Do you know that?
Little more than this. They're like 400-ish tonight.
Wow.
So it's like double tonight, but then it goes double and more for the Saturday night game.
Yeah, if you're wondering why there's a 4-hour difference in start times in these games, NBA going to get their money. Yeah. They're going to get their money if they're putting this on.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, listen, I hope everyone has a good time, safe, fun time. It's fantastic. Look at the total on this first game, 257. Yeah. My God.
We were talking about it earlier.
Wow.
If that gets to there's a handicap on that. It's a body clock game, right? Like, how are they going to get to 257? It's not a time of day they're really used to playing.
Right.
But the Pacers, I feel like the Pacers, if you threw up a 290, they would look at the 290 and they'd be like, oh, we'll get this.
Now, are these televised? The Laker game will be on TV, right? These are these televised?
Well, they all are, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
I think ESPN and TNT are like doing
I'll tell you.
They're overshadowing this unbelievable Thursday night football game.
I know, Bill. I know. I'm going to be so upset. I'm missing it.
What
tonight.
Is going on? By the way,
ESPN for the early game, TNT for the night game.
Big move just now, guys, on air, live move here on air. Circa just went from 6 down to 5.
Oh, they must have heard my riveting first segment where I made the case for the Patriots.
Westgate, 5.5. Are you putting this out there?
Drunk
this
with power.
This is Don Best. This game just move, major line move, Circa going from 6 to 5, Westgate going down also, a couple other casinos going down. This has to have something to do. Look at this, Gil.
And Westgate 29.5. We got a 29.5 back.
29.5.
We're in the 20s.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a moment. Let us pause. Wow. Seriously.
This is a correlated parlay. This is +6 and under 30.
Okay, so this is what I said earlier. I go, maybe the best thing you can even say about this game is, whenever the total is this low, and by the way, when I say whenever, I mean it's never right. this low, and you're catching 6, now 5.5, maybe it's just an autoplay on the dog, because what is that, you know, what's the, if you conflate the two, it's 18 to 12 is what the final's supposed to be. Maybe you just autoplay the dog, and again, I gave the speech earlier, I'm saying tongue-in-cheek that right. we had something to do with it, but I gave a speech earlier, a performative exercise as to what you can actually put check marks in the Patriots column for, and they've outgained their last three opponents. Their rush defense is really good. Their defense as a whole is really good. They're going up against Mitchell Trubisky. I'm trying.
I mean, this is
they got really close downfield in some of those games to winning it, and then they threw a pick. That's not going to happen every game, is it? Is it? Is it?
So I'm sorry. I'm actually trying to put one of these correlated parlays.
That's
in.
You do your thing.
See if it takes it. +6 under. All right. 1,000 to win 2,600. Yeah.
There you go, baby.
There you go.
There you go.
I normally wouldn't say to do that, but I don't know. It just looks like that. Now the steam's coming on.
Cut to a shot of Bill tonight.
So if you can get +6 under 30. Yeah, I just
cut to a shot of Bill. It's like Steelers, and the Steelers win it 24-0.
That could probably be the score. I mean, we know that.
But I do want to take this moment before you say 29.5. Can we just absorb that for a second?
Well, think about what we've hit in this segment. We just talked about an NBA total at 257 and an NFL total at 29.5.
So great.
That's amazing.
What a day. 257.5. And I'm leaving. I'm leaving after the first game to subject myself to the 29.5.
Let me ask you, have anyone talked about this? And listen, I never tease totals. How about a 3-team 10-point teaser where you tease over, by the way, just went to 29 in the sports book, 29. Oh, so you tease over 19.
Oh, how low can you go?
Over 19, Cleveland, Jacksonville over 20. With like San Fran -0.5.
Oh, you want to work in Army Navy at all too?
Army Navy. Army Navy 17.5.
Bill, the answer to your question is that we talked about this when Iowa was playing Nebraska, right? Iowa was playing Nebraska, and the total got to what, 24.5? I want to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we said, you know, again, what your premise was. Teasing totals, you're not supposed to do that.
I never do that. Never.
But when
never
you have my life. When you have a historical anomaly like we have in this Iowa-Nebraska game, that we had in Iowa-Nebraska, and that we're having with this game tonight, you don't know. There's not enough data to support a definitive you can't tease this. Of course you should.
Huh.
Like, of course you should, because there's no precedent for this. Like, why wouldn't you do something creative and try? Now, it would be hilarious if the game's 6-3 and we'll all laugh
right.
at ourselves.
Like last week, 6-0, right?
But, I mean,
right.
let's have some fun with it, right? I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying it. It's foolproof. But you can't convince me it's not as good a bet as anything out there.
None of the three of us bet it. We're not putting that out there.
We haven't done anything yet.
But let me just say yet. But it's an interesting thing to think of it.
The only reason it's a yet is because I'm sitting here doing a show. But once I have a moment to myself, there's no telling what I might do with this.
I mean, it's just interesting when you never see totals this low. But yet I did hear, maybe it was Fez or somebody, I heard someone say that four games that were totaled this or less, 31 or less, all four were, or three of the four went under, and one maybe
Cleve TA was talking about that today.
Oh, okay, yeah. So someone else.
Or yesterday was on the show talking about how these historically these
do go under.
When you get really low, they still go low.
Yeah, but how low can you go?
Death row.
29.
What a brother know. Wow. This is 20. Now it is. I'm seeing it too. 29.5 is the about to be.
Sixes are disappearing, right?
Sixes are disappearing. 5.5 painted now.
5.5 painted.
5.5 painted.
Yeah, circa of 5. So yeah. Circa took a bet.
Oh, by the way, Jacksonville, Cleveland. Now we get to weather games on Sunday. Yes. Jacksonville, Cleveland is right around the same number on Sunday morning.
Jacksonville, yeah, there's 30.5 out there. The circa was 30 for the longest time on Jacksonville, Cleveland.
The Jets Texans game is a whopping 33.
A whopping 33.
Yeah.
This has never happened in the history of the NFL since we're betting, by the way.
No.
This has never happened. So
By the way, that Packers Giants game Monday night's 35.5.
Oh, there you go. Now, even that game. Well, is it the Packers Giants? They're 35. All right. Well, you can't do that tease wise. But even that game, any games that are low totals, right away I look for like a 2.5 because I want to tease the low totals. I want to tease those underdogs getting 8.5 through the key numbers of 3 and 7. I want to tease, put them in a teaser. The lower the total, the better value that teaser becomes. If I want to tease something plus 2.5 to 8.5 at a 30 compared to a 53 total, the 30 total is much more likely to come out percentage-wise to hit that. So,
what was the bet you made just now, just to clarify for everybody?
I bet $1,000 on
I don't need the amount,
under.
Bill.
Oh.
What's the bet?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
How much money do you have in your account currently?
I want to give them credit over – that was South Point.
Okay.
I give them credit. I put a dime teaser on New England and under.
Yeah. New England?
No, not teaser. A parlay. Put a parlay. Just a parlay. Plus 6 and under 30.
Okay, but what would you say to somebody who's like, why don't I just tease the Patriots more, right? Tease the Patriots with the over.
No, can't do it. I can't do it because, listen, I know there's one guy that wins that does that. I can't do it.
I'm not saying under any other circumstance. I'm
this
saying because
situation.
Of this situation.
Yeah, I just my brain and my bankroll will not let me do it. I can't tease through 10. It's just not a teaser I make.
Patriots through the 10 and the total goes down to below 24. What could possibly go wrong? Come back. More Unscripted with the Crack Man. 257 down to 29 today. Next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Can also be the most stressful, though. The most stressful time of the year when it comes to finding the perfect gift for the ones who matter most. Fortunately, Omaha Steaks is the convenient and thoughtful gift that's guaranteed to delight every single person on your gift list every single time. Shop carefully curated gift packages that are guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site wide. Plus, when you use promo code VSIN at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. This offer won't last long. Omaha Steaks, ready to ship your order right away. So shop early, beat the shipping rush. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code VSIN at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. You ever had an Omaha Steak, by the way?
I can't believe it. I was just going to, and when you were done, I was going to give a shameless plug because I thought it was like a scam year for years. I said, who's going to buy steaks over there and deliver them to you? So I go to Howie Schwab's. You know, I go there a couple times a year. And he had his wife cooked up some really good steaks. I was like, wow, these are really good. And he grilled some steak. He goes, Bill, go in the freezer and look. It's all Omaha Steaks. I said, get out of here. I thought Omaha Steaks was like not. I want to tell
this
you something.
This is a better endorsement than what I just
said.
This is
a better endorsement.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not trying to, trust me, I've never ordered it myself. I may use the VSiN code or ask Musburger, right, so at least get a free steak. You know, I mean, I should get
one
something.
One single Omaha steak delivered to Bill,
Brent,
please.
No, but don't pay him. Just give him a steak.
I couldn't believe,
from Omaha.
I couldn't believe at the Schwab's, I'm giving Howie a plug here, that they had Omaha Steaks all, and he always orders it, and it was fantastic.
How's Howie doing, by the way?
Much better. This is a guy that we almost lost him.
For people who don't know who we're talking
50-50.
About, you may remember from ESPN, Stump the Schwab.
Stump the Schwab,
Howie Schwab. Yeah.
And he's a great guy. He lives down in Florida. He overlooks the racetrack, Gulfstream Racetrack, beautiful place. And I stay there with him a lot. And it's just, he's a great person.
By the way, those 29.5s did not last long.
Oh, wow. They
back
they
up
popped.
To 30.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point of resistance. People see a 2. They're like, this can't be. I got to go over.
Oh, the stations has it. But if you bet it, you might get thrown out. So, but anyway.
I'm sorry. Did I interrupt your Howie Schwab thing?
No, that's
apologize.
It.
But he's doing better. I'm glad to hear that.
Doing much better. I talk to him every week. He's doing great. And Yeah, and just to let you know, too, I am jonesing for a Florida trip. Is it cold in the mornings here? Is it
yes. It's cold. It's
also,
cold.
Also, I used to say I became Cali soft.
Yeah.
So all of us East Coast guys, if we move to the West Coast, all it takes is a certain period of years, and then your whole concept of what is cold changes.
You're right. Washington, D.C., you had to have snowstorms outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, same thing with me. We had snow. Who am I kidding? I have become a little soft because now I just, I talked to someone yesterday in South Philly. He was freezing. He's like, oh, my God, December. I can't believe how cold it is here. But yet here, I felt like I was freezing. It felt like it was like 45 degrees. Yesterday, by the way, it was 68 degrees. No, it was 70. It was 70 yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm here talking about how cold it is and people all over the East Coast freezing to death.
Yeah. But, no, but to answer your question,
I'm
so frigid this morning. Yes, you're 100% right. Something about the desert cold it gets to you. We're just looking at the board right now.
Yes.
So Detroit and the Bears, you see in this. So Detroit is a 3 across the board now, almost every 3 and extra juice.
Right.
But still, like, they're down to a 3-point favorite against the Bears.
Big syndicate side here. Yeah. Chicago. Oh, God.
Justin Fields is scary, man.
Early Monday morning, it got hit by one group, and then again it got hit plus 4 by another group, and even plus 3.5. So you're right. Gil's right. There's a lot of 3s on the board now, 3 juice. And
now think about that. That is a team that when I dared have them just outside of my top 10,
right,
I got so much incoming from people like, how can you not have the Lions in your top 10? I've never had them higher than 10. I have them 10 currently. And here they are against the Bears.
The Bears.
Yes, on the road, and you're only a 3-point favorite.
The Bears have improved. Justin Fields is now
Lions can't play
actually
D either.
Throwing the ball a little bit more than just with his feet. So I kind of understand it, but 3 just seems so low. Let me tell you another major line move early Monday morning. I say shock me, but yet I actually bet it because I seen it move. I said, let me bet this is a 2-point move. I have a couple slow-moving shops here in town. Seattle was plus 13. After San Fran just comes off their Super Bowl playing Philadelphia, and
but
Seattle was the major.
Yeah, 13 did seem like a lot. I think I guessed 10.5.
That was the major line.
It was 13,
move.
Yeah, it came to me.
13, and it's 10.5 now. And don't be surprised if San Fran doesn't play a little better there. So I'm sorry, not San Fran. Seattle.
Seattle looked good against.
Seattle should have beat Dallas.
Yeah.
Seattle should have beat
Dallas. Yeah.
So I literally Seattle plus 13. Is that amazing? There was 13s out there.
What else have you bet this weekend, Mr. Mann?
What's in here?
All your bets here. Seattle plus 13.
Seattle, Broncos plus 3. That's still a good line. Sometimes you bet bad line. Oh no. No. There's still 1-3 out there.
2.5 extra juice. 3 reduced juice.
Packers minus 6. A rare favorite for the K-Man. Packers minus 6 I found here in town.
I've never heard you refer to yourself as the K-Man.
Well, it's like, isn't that Kramer Seinfeld?
I thought, Kelly, I thought you were the K-Man, man. What's happening? He just took your name.
See, and only my dad's ever called me that.
He calls you the K-Man.
Lions, the over in the Lions game.
Over 41.
Now, that was weather related, though.
Yes.
I was
going to
follow up with that.
Yeah.
So that total has gone up a little bit, too. That weather was early in the week.
I really got lucky hitting. I hit that at the right time.
Yeah. Weather early in the week looked like it was going to be really bad in Chicago. That weather report doesn't look nearly as bad now. That's why that total's gone up a little bit now.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing? Now, I just showed him every bet in my South Point account pending. It's unbelievable that I have not beaten, because South Point holds their lines at 3.5. Like the game you said was a 3 everywhere.
Yeah, they don't move the juice.
They don't move the juice. So they still have Detroit, Chicago, 3.5. The only one left, 3.5 minus 10. It's amazing. I actually went back and looked, and I'm looking and looking. I'm like even in this app. I get the best of everything. You see every line I just showed you.
Let me just ask you, because there's going to be some people listening.
Yeah.
Here's your buddy.
Yeah.
There's going to be some people listening
who
are like, okay, Bill, really, you're ahead of everything. What do you say? What do you think your percentage of being ahead? Like, how many? If we came in here next Thursday or last Thursday, and we did the same exercise, you show me your phone.
Sure.
How often do you get the worst of it?
The worst of it? Very rare. No, very rare. I just showed you my 5 bets pending in South.
Let me rephrase that. Not the worst of it, but that you are getting bad CLV.
I don't want to sound wrong here, too. Yes, it happens sometimes. But if that's happening more often than not, then I'm going to lose my money. So,
but yet when you get the best of it, it doesn't necessarily translate.
Listen,
he's pointing out.
Let me just tell you something. If I have a 55% year and people say 55%,
oh, it's the biggest
thing. I could do that.
Yeah.
I've had guys tell me, you went 6-4 a couple weeks. That's good weeks for you.
No, I said
I could do that. Six and four.
Ed Golden deal with that on Twitter all the time. Right. Like he'll be like, he'll give you massive amounts of sample size, right? Thousands of games, if not maybe hundreds, but thousands probably. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, we're 56% or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And you'll always get one or two people who are like, that doesn't sound that good.
Listen, I'll tell you.
And you're just like, they're going to keep making long-term game, grinding money out.
I could just tell you this. Before I moved to Vegas, yes, of course, 20 years ago, who'd you bet with? You bet with local guys. It's just the way it was. New York, Philly, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. You bet with local guys wherever you live. I understand. I've been thrown out of thousands of sports books. Thousands. Lifetime. I know it's hard to believe. A guy like me, a guy like Spanky, thousands of bookmakers have thrown me out. They didn't throw me out because they didn't like my action. They threw me out, because they didn't like me. They didn't like the action. And thank God, most of them paid. But here in 2023, only on this show we could talk about this, real experiences. With all these PPH per head shops that are out there now, and every single person you walk in a poker room, and every poker player is a bookmaker now. They all think they're bookmakers. They send some money offshore, and now, for $10 a week, $10 a head, now they're a bookmaker. Well, let me tell you what that translates to. No pay. That's right. It's totally opposite. The players used to, the bookmakers used to be in fear of the players not paying because, you beat a guy so much, he can't pay. Well, now it's the opposite. The bookmakers don't pay. That's right. It's all these paperhead books. I blame them. That's the reason why you can't bet with local guys today. It's very hard to bet with local guys. Who else can talk about that on this network?
Yeah, I think we touched upon this last week, too. It is very interesting how that shifted through the years. Shifted.
Yeah, we did talk about it. I know. I'm repetitive. Sorry.
No. I don't mind the repetition.
Misplaced rage. I'm owed so much money from bookmakers in the old days. It just bothers me. So
never to be seen.
No,
long forgotten. You and I had a. There's all kinds of things like this.
Yeah, Gil and I had a situation.
Yeah, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Not between each other, but
something that we were dealing with.
Yeah. We all have that one.
I don't want to tell you how much. There's another five figure screw, and you got screwed out of five figures too.
I did. Yeah,
real nice.
Low five for me.
Real
I heard
nice.
It was much more than that though.
Yeah. No. I got.
Be funnier if it was between
Bill and I. By the way, we just forgot we were on air. We're just like having this memory.
Listen, that's why it's an unscripted show. Yeah. It's like two guys talking at a bar.
Our voices drifting. We're like, yeah.
Oh, we both got because it's frustrating. It
sure.
is. But then again, listen. If I didn't take chances 30 years ago, with BM. Back then, I'd be trying to save $100 a week in my nice little house with a white picket fence and two bedrooms and a bath.
What's the expression, though? You fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
You fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should
Fort Boy's got a lot of nice makeup on today. All right, Joey. All right.
Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, also commenting on makeup. Coming back, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
In the NBA, the game can change in an instant, but no matter how the action unfolds, DraftKings Sportsbook's got your back. This week, new customers could score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on basketball. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSiN. That's VSIN. The crown is yours. Skill Alexander, pardon me. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Scott Weston. Hey, man, love the college guessing lines edition of the show yesterday. The only problem I had was the Bin Laden guy. He calls you Bin Laden. Bidlin character seemed to be a bit of an overactor. LOL, he said. we got reduced to 3 seconds in a VSiN promo because Kelly was overacting.
It was overacting. Yeah, it's a problem of mine, apparently.
He was an overactor. His nod. He was like, Scotty Lowry, how would you two hedge your Circa Survivor ticket this weekend? I'm thinking a combo of the money line and side on the opposite team. What if you, Billy, what if you were one of the remaining 30 Survivor entries? Would you be in hedge mode right now?
Well, I was hoping I wasn't going to talk about it. I guess I have to.
Okay.
Look,
okay.
So this person is alive. This is a text he sent me August 5th. He's one of the 30. Bill, can you please take a piece of my entries? So he wanted me to take up to 50% of his entries. Here's the text. Here it is.
Yeah.
He's one of the 30 people that are remaining, and I did not take a piece of his.
This brings up something, though.
Yeah. There's the text.
And you didn't take a piece?
You did not take a piece.
I did not.
Do you regret not taking a piece?
Well, of course. I went to dinner with him and everything. I mean, and he's like,
why did you decide not to?
I was in a healthy five figures already on things. It was just he hit me up too late. I already had many partners on the.
Here is my question to the both of you. Now, this is going to be somewhat anecdotal, but I feel like if you had asked me, Gil, how many of these, it happens to be 30, but let's say it's when it gets down to this every year. But this year particularly, how many, what's the percentage that you would feel would be looking to make some kind of financial transaction, either selling a piece or partnering with somebody else? Do you feel like it's more than you would have thought, though?
Definitely. I've had three different people already reach out to me on Twitter.
I'm shocked by this.
I don't know.
And then there's
two that I know.
This.
Five people that are in that contest I know personally have reached out to me and said, hey, can you, do you know anyone that can, I'll sell. He said it was worth $15,000 for 5%. So is that right? Someone said it's worth $15,000. He goes, I'll sell it for $12,500.
Yeah, $15,000 is 5%.
And I'll be blunt. Yeah. I turned it down.
Yeah,
I don't want it for 12.5.
No, I'm sure you don't. I'm amazed. We have not talked about this before, and when Kelly and I haven't talked about this, I'm amazed that I get why, but I am simultaneously, because if you were in that position, let's just say Kelly, if you were in that position, if you were in the final 30, there's this 9.267 million number out there.
Yeah,
you've gotten this far. Does the allure of the size of that number not trump making side deals to you?
I think that I'm going to answer that not directly, though. Okay. I'm going to use your words. We've hit the point in Circa Survivor where this is a life changing amount of money for what? 99% of the people playing it.
If not the whole thing.
9.267 is 99 for every. Yeah. Maybe 100.
And we're talking about life changing money based off of what they can just hedge out now. Right. Or get part of their entry bought off now. So I think that's why you're hearing it so much. And I would be in the same way. Are you kidding me? Like, if I was still in it, of course I would be up.
Let me tell you something. I don't talk about hedging. I'm not a hedge guy.
Hold on.
I would be looking at not now, but I'd be looking at taking on some partners, getting back some equity.
Yeah. But some people are in partnerships to begin with, and some people who are in partnerships, obviously by nature partnerships, don't have the full control of it, right? Someone is usually the decision maker.
That's right.
So there's a lot of people, I don't know about a lot, but let's just say there's people that exist right now in the final 30 that have a piece but don't have decision-making power. So the equity in their entry is not only diluted to begin with, but now they don't have the power to prevent further dilution. And so they go from this notion of, well, they as partners might not have had the 9.2, but let's say it was half that, right? Let's say it was 4.6. They go from this 4.6 number to now worrying, quotes, this is all a good thing, right? But feel my context, worrying that number will go to 2.3, 1.15. Like at some point, yes, that's still great money. But at some point, their dreams of life-changing money shift into, oh, no, this will be great, but it won't be what I thought I was getting into. You feel me on this?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm just saying there's a lot of people who are involved that don't have control over that process.
I never even thought of that. The people that don't have control, I never even thought of that.
Yeah, and so it's like, because in the end, let's say they won it, but let's say at that point they had 8 partners. You're still happy?
Well, real quick, so if you enter this, you're using the example of you enter it with a single partner, right? So there's two people.
Let's say you're the first person into this guy's partnership. You got 50% to start with.
Okay. Right. So I don't know, right off of the bat, if that's not a friend, family member, or someone I'm close to, right? Right off the bat, aren't you deciding, like, if you want to, if you, who's in control of this account, but I've bought in 50% of it, if you want to sell off any percentage of it, you're selling your own percentage.
No, but let's say it's not like that. Let's say it's not like that.
Then that's screwed up.
Because I know of some arrangements that are not like that.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just saying getting back to the first point, I'm amazed that so many of these 30... either individuals or groups, because Bill already said he's got five.
Three on Twitter.
I've heard at least three of them, which is 10% of that. who are actively looking to sell pieces.
They all
or
are.
Or make arrangements.
Most of them are.
And I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, I would have waited maybe another week or two.
I'm kind of surprised by it, but I think it's the intelligent move. You know,
I'm not saying it's not for a lot. I'm just surprised it's such a high percentage of them, because I would think that for some people, let's just try to put ourselves in their shoes. If you got three other partners, right? Let's say you make an arrangement with another group. You're getting an extra entry. And then you guys are splitting it. I guess all I'm saying is some people are going to still be intoxicated by the 9.267.
Sure.
In a way that others won't. And I think that's a fascinating reflection of human condition. Some people are going to be one way. Some people are going to be the other. Because remember, the other thing that I said in previous years is, inevitably, when we get down to this point, there's always going to be one or two of these people that think it's them, think it's their skill that got them this far.
It's
right?
Poker tournaments always.
And they're going to think to themselves, I don't have to partner. Why should I partner? I'm smarter than these people.
It's like every poker tournament I've ever been to, you get down to the final table, there's like five people left, and someone's like, hey, should we have the chop conversation? I'm like, yes, please. We've been sitting here for 10 hours. Right, yeah. Let's do it. And then there's one guy who's like, oh, right. Never. Now, not ever.
This is different from the end of last year. The end of last year, remember those last three people did that arrangement?
Yes.
And then they played for like $1 million. But they chopped it, and then they played for an extra million.
Is that out there now? Wow, I didn't know that story was out there.
Oh, from last year. Yeah, that's out there.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah.
There was only three
That's
of you.
A great setup. Yeah.
It was enough money that all still feel like you made a fortune, right? But at 30, like, I'm surprised by all these people doing it.
Interesting. Because you're right. They went down to three. You're talking millions per person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Listen, it's a lot of money. $1,000 entry. You're already worth $300,000. So. That's right. $300,000. I mean,
yeah, $308,000.
Probably would be another few weeks for some of the more. If there's any pros even left.
What did Fezzik say? He goes, all sharp people are out after fourth week. He said, I don't know if that's true. I just think Survivor is what I think Survivor. If you don't acknowledge, I used to say it was, you know, a certain percentage of luck and a certain percentage of skill. The more this goes on, like this year, for instance. Come on, it's more than 50% luck, isn't it? You're trying to hit a 20-team money line parlay where you cannot use the same team twice. And think about all these outcomes. By the way, full disclosure, I'd have been gone four times now.
Yep. Yeah, I would have been gone a couple times.
Three for sure. Maybe four, I'd have to look. But it's just like the Green Bay Detroit Thanksgiving game. We have one guy who's still in it, Greg Jones.
Yep.
He mistakenly clicked Green Bay on Thanksgiving and still alive.
Oh, my God. Just think about that.
It's just an incredible. His mom passed away right before that.
Sorry.
He mistakenly clicks Green Bay. Mm. Good for him.
Yeah. Fez sent me a text about our last segment real fast. He says,
Fez checker.
Mentioned to Gil about positive CLV does not mean that's a plus EV bet. By example, playing a team.
Oh, I know. I don't need that lesson.
Has no edge of, closes minus one, even though you're beating the closing number. You need to beat the closing line by more than a half a point, typically, unless it's a key number.
He's right about that.
Yeah, just to let people know on that.
He's right about that. It's the thing about plus EV, or getting the best of CLV.
Right.
Let's talk about that. Getting the best of CLV. Back in the day, that was how Pinnacle.
Yep.
Pinnacle, talking about Pinnacle.
Yep.
They would judge the future success rate of a bettor based on that.
That's right.
You can't do that no more, by the way.
It's a different shop now.
That's right. But that's the origin of that. We'll come back. More Crack Man. We'll wrap it up. It's Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
College bowl season is here, and VSiN has an early Christmas present for you. Not a VSiN Pro subscriber yet? No problem. We're giving away this year's College Bowl betting guide to everyone. We have spreads, totals, and expert picks from the Golic, Steve McAdam, and Brent Musburger for every single bowl game. Put a bow on this bowl season and get a free copy of our VSiN College Football Bowl betting guide absolutely free. Visit VSiN.com/bowl guide and get your free copy today. We get tweets at Beating the Book. I want to get through all of these. Everybody's been kind enough to tweet in. Chris of St. Bart's. You guys remember the Sigma Derby at the Luxor that had racing camels?
Oh, my
remember
God.
That one? Wow.
He's right. He's absolutely right. Whoever said that to you is right. He did.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, for that memory. Auburnist. My favorite video from the opening of Durango was the guy who came in and darted straight for the Oyster Bar and got a seat without a wait. He immediately became a Vegas hero.
He follows up with the video. It's great.
That's too. Great.
I thought he was maybe going to like a video poker machine or something. No, he's just racing to get there first.
The reason that's so funny is the Palace Station has had this Oyster Bar forever. And Marco was the first person to take me there. And there were times of the day and night where I'm not even making this up. You'd have to wait 2.5 hours to get a seat at the Oyster Bar because there's 14 seats and it was just fantastic.
So right. You're right.
And you would sit there for hours. And so the fact this guy just rolled into a seat is the comedy of that. This is from NJD107. Gil, I checked and somehow I'm blocked by the crack man. I searched and we have zero interaction on Twitter. What gives?
Who's that? Why is he blocked?
I don't know. You blocked him.
You sure you didn't say nothing? Listen, I don't argue with people on Twitter. I just block and move. You don't get to see my stuff no more.
Block and move. You're like a boxer. Stick and move.
However, I will look at that again and you may get a pass.
Okay. All right. Bruce Dobig and P as in pneumonia. That was funny, Gil. Love the red velvet crowd control rope behind you, by the way. Angriest guy in Kentucky. This NFL game for all the guys out there, it's not an autoplay. It's an auto take your old lady out and don't watch. This way she stays out of your hair for the weekend, he says.
I like that guy. I just like
that. Chance Copperpot, what you guys were talking about, exactly what I've been trying to get across to others, but a 13-point teaser, he says. I got Army-Navy over 14.5. I got Pat Steelers under 42.5. Jags-Browns under 43.5. How does that not
hit? I don't like the under. Who does 13-point teasers anymore? Most of the books stopped doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
Larry Fresh, thank you for the Public Enemy quote. You're welcome. Bob Petrillo, Gil, can you please help explain the crack man's logic of liking New England +6 in a parlay, but not a teaser +12? I'm not sure I get it.
Listen, situational, like Gil said at the beginning, because of the total so low, because the 6 was so high, maybe this game you could do that. All I'm saying is you're getting back 13-5 on a correlated parlay. I just thought that was the better way to go about it.
Larry Fresh wants you to completely big time me at the NBA game today. Like if I came by and say, hey, what's happening, Kelly? You just be like, I don't know you.
Get behind your ropes.
I know you during work hour, Skill. Alpha Sports, because he got the press pass. I don't. Alpha Sports betting. Just tried Omaha Steaks Seaside Seasoning on my fish, and it's awesome. Listen to this. Perfectly balanced with garlic, onion, and a hint of lemon. It brings out the best in salmon, cod, and more. Not too salty. Great for grilling or pan searing. Jesus. Highly recommend.
Wow.
Okay.
Did he get copy for like our next reads or something coming up?
Jeez. That was wonderful.
Might be the read next week. It's really good to trip us out.
Alan Mitchell. Love Bill going Ricky Henderson third person with the K-Man.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
The Truth 1980. Thanks. Agree with Crack that your podcast is fantastic. But if you two ever did one telling stories from your past, it would be unbelievable.
They're right, but we might go to jail.
We might go to jail. Maybe. Yeah. You'd go to jail before.
Actually, it's statute of limitations.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations.
I mean, come on. If they see what I paid in quarterly estimated tax now, they wouldn't. They want me to be out on the street. Trust me.
Last name Nash. Thank you, by the way. The reason I go through this is because everybody's so kind to write in and chime in on stuff. Last name Nash. New Thursday segment, PPH versus the K-Man. Bill rants for 5 minutes uninterrupted how PPH has screwed him that week.
Oh, God.
By the way, angriest guy in Kentucky. I just read one of your tweets, but there's at least 8 of them.
Oh, really?
Point that out.
That's what I'm saying. He's off his rocker, but I like him. I like the guy.
That's a perfect way to describe him, Bill. Yep.
Ray, wreaking havoc. This is interesting. We were talking about that whole Survivor discussion we were having last segment about, you know, how interesting it is how these 30 finalists are so open to making deals already. Regan Havoc says, I could be very wrong, but I think it's a sign of the times. Call it economic outlook or whatever. People are needing to lock in a profit. Who could
very interesting.
Yeah, it's
could
interesting.
Be, could,
yeah.
It is a different time. He could be right about that.
And here's what Mark Goldberg. Hey, Bill, this is your heads up for next year.
Yeah, that's my guy.
For Circus Survivor Partnership, LOL.
Yeah.
Says, Adam Burke and I appreciate waiting till next year.
Listen.
But he says, great point with decision-making, Gil. Adam and I decided to split decision-making on entries until now.
You know, listen, if I wasn't at the funeral, the wedding, I don't want to be at the funeral. That's all I could say. I wasn't at the wedding, but it's my own fault. However, I will take a free meal at the Italian-American Club when you come in. If you win.
If not,
it's still on me.
Remember this time last year I asked you, you were still, I don't know if you were then this deep, but like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago last year, you still had an entry. No. What was that? That was last year.
My buddy Frankie in Myrtle Beach.
You were putting in the picks, right?
I was putting in the picks.
And you didn't have a piece?
I didn't have a piece. I didn't want a piece. I was under my name.
And I asked you.
I was going to determine what percentage he gets.
That's right. You were going to determine what percentage he gets. I famously asked you,
what
Bill,
I deserve for a toke.
What do you deserve if you guys go to the promised land? At that time, it was $6.13 million.
Yeah, $6
million. What do you deserve? And your response was?
$1 million.
Oh, my God. Yes,
listen,
it was.
Listen, what do you think? 10% minimum, but we're good friends, and the value of our friendship's worth at least another 5%. So I'll say, yeah, $1 million.
He made all the picks. You think you should get $1 million for putting him in?
It's under my name. He wouldn't have it without me.
Okay.
It's situational, though.
Just ask him.
10% is custom. Listen, I'm sitting here with my buddy who definitely, I was putting his 10 in every week. He lost him in 1 week. I'm sure he would have gave me 10%, right, Marcus? Oh, wait a minute.
Marcus is like,
maybe I'm wrong.
You got the wrong Marcus.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe I am asking too much.
Well, okay. Let's relate it to, because you guys are friends.
Yeah.
You won't be after that. let's say it was a contest where you just had a proxy, one of these professional proxies, right?
Yes.
What do you think is the prop? I got this question from Salinas.
You're not going to like this answer.
I got this from some others who won the contest at the time. One of their biggest anxiety-inducing moments was not figuring out the picks to win the contest. Win it, and then they're like, oh, no, what do I do? And I'm like, bro, you're asking the wrong guy.
I'm friends with a lot of these proxies, too. I know them. They're nice people. But you're charging a fee. What do you give me?
I'm with you.
If I lose? Are you guys giving me a percentage back? You're getting your, and by the way, what's it like, $500 if they have a proxy? If you're picking, they're $400.
I don't know because I haven't used one in many years, but it used to be like $300.
Okay, if it's $300, so you're getting paid from me to do a service, whether I win or lose. I will tip on top of that because I know you, but I understand why people wouldn't want to. But I'm saying. A tip, but not what you think.
What's your tip percentage? Not what you think, right?
Not what you think.
Okay, so that's where I was getting back.
And I love tipping, trust me.
Right.
I tip thousands a month stupidly sometimes.
But I agree with you, and this is not going to make us friends, easy with anybody here.
I know.
But I agree with you that there is a certain gumption. There's a certain moxie. There's a certain chutzpah.
Yeah.
I'll stop. Yeah. With asking for the standard percentage of a multi-million-dollar win.
That's right.
Because, literally, if you do the math, it's like, oh, let me get this straight. You want $50,000 for putting in my picks or whatever the number is, right?
That's a good number, though. But that's a good number.
Okay, but here's the thing. Some people have won this who have a wife and kids and they have bills and all this other, and they have taken the approach. From their mouths, they're like, Gil, I'm not giving them $50,000. I gave them a fee. I'll give them something.
Right.
I'm not giving them $50,000.
Yeah, I'm not giving $50,000.
Because at that point, it becomes cartoon money.
I mean, if I won the whole $9 million, I would, of course. But I would give them, I would. But I'm not giving $50,000 on $1 million.
No. This was a million we're talking about back then.
I'm not. And they don't expect that either. I don't think.
Well, no, they expected it all.
You're
right.
You're kidding me.
They expected it all.
Wow.
Right.
Well, let me get into this business then.
Yeah. It's a fascinating. We should all have such problems.
Yeah.
Let's just say
it
that way.
That's a good way to wrap it up.
Whether it's the 30 who are left, good on all of them. But what's mo money, mo problems, right? This is the gambling version of that.
Yeah.
Where it's like then you got to navigate the somewhat uncomfortable, dicey. post celebration.
It's true. It's true.
And in this case, pre with the 30.
Listen, before we get off air, I got to give my buddy a shameless plug. Only because I hope we go to Augusta one of these times, and maybe we'll get a discount ticket.
Please,
I
mean, Marcus.
Marcus,
please.
Do we get a discount ticket? A little for Gil? All right, yeah.
He's like, he's like, right, yeah, good. Whatever.
GolfTicketsAugusta.com. He sells more secondary tickets than anyone I know. And by the way, they have scooter rentals this year. So
we saw you on the scooter last year.
He saw me on the scooter. No, yeah. So he is the biggest purveyor of tickets there. We're right, hopefully
tell,
we go.
Tell the truth. You fell off the scooter at one point.
I didn't tell no one this back then, but the first day there, I didn't realize the hills were so bad. So when you go by Amen Corner, getting up, I got stuck a little bit, and I went down. And my knee got a little messed up.
Oh,
I didn't
sorry about that.
Just picture someone, you know, slightly overweight like myself going down. It wasn't good.
Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.